Good evening. This is the Pacifica Audit Committee meeting. I'm Minerva Sanders, chair. And at this time, we'll go ahead and start the meeting. We do have quorum. And all members, you do have the agenda for this evening, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, take the roll.
I was just getting ready to do that. I just wanted to make sure everybody had the agenda. Okay. Darlene, will you go ahead and take the roll, please?
Okay. I don't have it in front of me, but it's only five, so let's do it. Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
I am.
Evalia Jones?
Present.
Donna Carter?
Present.
Sally Gellert.
Here.
Others appearing in the meeting. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
And I'm Darlene Pagano, secretary. Here. All present, Madam Chair.
All right. Did you get, everyone else are just guests from the LSB. I'm sorry, P&B, other than you have Markeisha. And you said caller in user one is Serene, correct?
Well, those are all not Markeisha, but those are all PNB members who are in attendance to hear the meeting.
Okay. So with the roll being called and all members here, the agenda for the evening. So much paper till it's not funny. Just one second. Okay, the meeting call to order was 8:30. The prior minutes meeting minutes was supposed to be addressed at 8:35, and at this time we'll have that ready for the next meeting. And then following that, we have 8:40 for reports, and this is the ED report, the PMB chair report, and the PMB secretary report. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll talk about the next meeting date, which I'm hoping we can do that on August the 1st. And finally at 9:05 PM certain, we would adjourn to executive session. So, let's go ahead and get started with, the reports, the first one being the executive director tax exempt status report.
Okay, thank you. People are aware we are listed on the State of California website as being suspended. But I want to let everybody know that we are not at risk at all of losing our nonprofit status. The reason that we are listed as suspended is due to the 2022 audit not yet being completed. Not that it's a favorable thing or a desirable situation, but Pacifica has had the same suspended status multiple times throughout our history, most recently from 2013 through 2019. So again, while it's not a desirable situation, it is familiar and it is resolvable. Our 2022 audit could not be completed until our taxes were finalized. Our 2022 taxes are finished and our 2023 taxes are finished, and they have been submitted both to the state and to the IRS. We have had, which we will discuss in greater detail later, our prior audit firm has withdrawn from working with us. So even if we had not had the audit firm withdraw, which we will discuss, as we move forward, that we're in the process of getting another audit firm. But even if we had not had the firm withdraw, it still would have been an automatic sort of tick over on the website to be suspended. We have 1 year to complete the 2022 audit and clear the suspension. And we would have, as I said, that would have ticked over regardless of whether we would be searching for a new audit firm or not. Just kind of for background information, the Attorney General Registries of Charitable Trusts, the status of listed is suspended. As I said, the trigger on that is automatic on their website. And that's from whether you're missing or you're late with your filings of an annual report. Some people do annual reports if they're not required to do audits. We're required to do an audit because we're a nonprofit that has makes more than $1 million a year. Or if you haven't sent in your IRS 990s, which we have done that, or if there are any other violations that are of the charitable trust law. So there's another way that you can be suspended, which is through the Secretary of State. We do not have that suspension. I'm just giving people background. And that usually is a trigger if you haven't filed the biennial statement of information or any other corporate documents. And we are not in that suspension. There's another way an organization can be suspended, and that's through the Franchise Tax Board. And that if the organization fails to file their state tax return or pay any state taxes or fees. And of course, we don't have that either. So whereas, again, it is listed as suspended, it's an automatic trigger. We can still raise money. One of the things that we do on a regular basis, I don't know if Pacifica has done it in the past, but we send a letter to the Registry of Charitable Trusts at the Attorney General's office. And I will send something to them once we have an engagement letter with our audit firm. And what that does basically is inform, because the best thing to do is just keep informing, you know, agencies what you're doing. We do the same thing with the FCC, is that we send a copy of the engagement letter to the Registry of Charitable Trusts and let them know the date that it was signed and executed, the company that we're doing work with, and letting them know that we are where we are in the state of what we're doing, such as we are working on our 2022 taxes, we're working on our 2023 taxes. When that is completed, we will do a combination of our 2022-2023 audit, and then we will move into the 2024 taxes and the 2024 audit. When it moves into a suspended status, it's also common practice, which we were scheduled and ready to do, to send off again another copy of the letter to the Registry of Charitable Trusts with another copy of the engagement letter and letting them know that we had completed the 2022-2023 taxes and anticipated the beginning of the audit of the 2022-2023 years, and knowing that, you know, our field work is being completed and an audit report would be issued no later than the date which we had anticipated, which would have been anywhere from 4 to 5 months from this date. But because the audit firm has decided not to continue working with us, then I am not comfortable sending a letter off to the Registry of Charitable Trusts until we get a new engagement letter with a new audit firm.
All right.
Does anybody have any questions?
Yeah. Are there any late fees or penalties involved in any of this?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Sally, for that question. Is there anyone else that has a question for Stephanie regarding her report she just shared? Okay. If not, then we'll move on to the next item, which is the, Susan will go ahead and give her report.
And I'll give my report as PMB chair, and I may cover some of what we've received from the secretary, unless she can join us. She is trying to do that. So the board chair is the signatory to the audit engagement letter. And so, I mean, that's just standard practice, and it's one of the things that's been pointed out about California Corporation Code. I have talked to the audit partner, who was the person I was referred to for Rogers and Company, who is George Diaz. George worked with us previously in 2022. They called him Jorge at the time because there was a George at NITA, and so they distinguished between the NITA George and the Rogers and Company George. Jorge, George, let me know that they would not reconsider their decision to resign. In executive session, I will describe for board members who were attending the conversation in which George let me know what the grounds were for their making this decision. So we'll have that conversation in executive session. I have also received recommendations from two persons, not on the PNB, about possible audit firms to reach out to. And I've reached out to two. I so far have not heard back from one of them, have heard back from the other, and we're following through on the information that they are requesting to assess whether they're willing to enter into an engagement with us, what the engagement terms would be, and what the pricing would be. The advice we have received is to do consolidated 2 years. We had 2022-2023 with Rogers. So we would want to have the same engagement and possibly line up the 2024-2025 in short succession. I have not heard from PNB members. I assume that many PNB members have got relationships with other nonprofits in the financial realm, and I hope that people will forward recommendations to me or to the committee chair, Minerva Sanders, with your recommendations.
Thank you, Susan. Sally?
Yeah, my other board experiences are with much smaller entities that don't have to do professional audits. I did do some searching at software, some stuff this evening that I forwarded to the group.
Great. I apologize. Let me mention one other thing. I, by the way, have served as an executive director or a chair for approximately 20 nonprofits, some larger, some smaller. So even though I'm not a CPA, I have extensive experience with audits. There was one other thing. So Rogers and Company is no longer our auditor. They mm-hmm. are completing the tax or have completed the tax filings. I brought to their attention that, or I asked them, our financial management platform is Great Plains. And I understand they confirmed that Great Plains is not going to continue supporting the platform long into the future. And so many of Rogers' clients are working to transition to another platform. And they gave me recommendations about resources for that. I have forwarded it to Stephanie and Minerva, and to Markeisha, and I believe that they are following up on that.
Thank you, Susan. And thank you, Sally, for your comments. And I guess that's one thing we definitely need to do is just send out an email to all the PNB board members to ask them if they have any knowledge of any audit firms that we might be able to speak with. Now, the next is this is the PNB secretary audit history. It was Susan, Susan, I'm looking right at you. Was Julie able to join us? Excuse me.
She's driving home. She'll let me know if she can join, and she may be able to add information if we're still in open session, although it might be closed session. She has found a chart that has been developed over time that basically lists our audit engagements and whether we filed in a timely fashion or not, going all the way back to FY94. And so she's showing who the firms were. There was Getz, Chrysler, and Jakota, T. Curtis, Ross Wisdom, Armanino, Regalia and Associates, and then Rogers, which began with us in FY19. She has some recollection of who served on audit committees and how these decisions were made but Rogers and Company was engaged before, first, for the first time before Stephanie was the ED and before I served on the board, so I don't have that history.
Okay.
And I've forwarded the entire chart to the entire PNB.
Thank you. So everyone should have a copy of the information that Susan is speaking about. Now, let me ask a quick question. With this information, the responsibility to reach out to these audit groups, that is your responsibility, correct, Susan, when you're speaking about Pacifica?
So this is a conversation that I think is important for us to have, and I suggest that it might be one we have at the next meeting, which I hope is in short order.
Okay.
But the engagement is done by the board.
Okay.
And the auditors report their findings to the board. And so that is the, you know, the financial, the status of financial, you know, records, and also a management report. Management reports are confidential, and they are about how management should improve their financial capacity. The management reports that Stephanie was able to put her hands on at Serene Roberts' request have been forwarded to the entire PNB. And these will be a useful conversation for us to have in executive session now or in the future. But those are not for public distribution. But the auditors report the financial, they provide us the annual report of the financial status of the corporation, and they provide a management letter, and they report to the board about their, what the efforts have been in working with management, problems that they've seen, what things are okay. This is a relationship they have with the board. However, actually gathering the financial information has to happen through management and through staff. They're the ones who have the financial data. Furthermore, the auditors in working with management and staff, that's the way they are able to identify whether there are issues to bring up in the management letter. So I hope that gives some understanding of what that relationship would be. But because I'm the signatory, I'm the person who reached out to Rogers, anyone who can give recommendations about auditors, and thank you very much, Sally, for kind of looking over your background about that. I think we need a full court press to get possible firms to work with us. And then when the engagement is decided on, there will be recommendations by the audit committee reviewing the firms that we have possibilities of working with. The audit committee will make a recommendation about the firm to select. The audit committee will make a recommendation about the engagement, and the Pacifica National Board will actually act on the recommendations about the audit firm and about the engagement letter. And then the chair will execute the letter. And I believe that both the chair and the ED are signatories, because the ED is the person who's responsible for actually providing the financial information.
Thank you, Susan, for that information. I know that we've been back and forth in the PNB regarding this, but for the committee, we just want to be sure that we're on task and we understand our role in this. Now, the next is to look at scheduling our next audit committee meeting. And I would like to suggest, if someone can make a motion, that we look at October the 1st, which is a week from tonight, to have this meeting.
Unfortunately, I have a standing Wednesday meeting at 8 that I left early this week and told them that this meeting was not a regularly scheduled meeting. So I didn't think we were going to have a problem with that.
Okay. And well, let me ask, Sally, are you on which, the West Coast, East Coast, where are
East.
You? East.
But I'm an owl, so, you know, late is not a problem for me.
Okay. If it's not a problem for the other members of the committee, your meeting that you left early to come to this meeting, when would you, if we could do this, I know 8:30.
Yeah, next week. I would say next week, if I could give them the full hour, I would not feel bad leaving at 9.
Okay. So are there any members that would have a problem with, instead of our meeting starting at 8:30, we would start it at 9 o'clock on October the 1st? Okay. Then can I get a motion that we meet on next Wednesday, October the 1st, with the time being, 9 o'clock to 9 p.m. to start, Eastern Standard Time.
Yep, Sally, so moved.
Thank you, Sally. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Thank you, Evelia, for seconding it. So, is there any issues with doing this? And if there are none, then we'll have our next meeting October the 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. So we've covered the information that we can cover in open session, unless someone did not ask Stephanie or Susan a question that they needed to ask. Okay, so I think we've covered everything. And next, we would then go in adjourn to go into executive session to discuss additional information regarding the audit and legal and personnel matters. Do I have a motion that we now adjourn to executive session?
Sally, so moved.
Oh, thank you, Sally. And is there any objections? All right. Hearing none, Darlene?
Yes, I'll take us off the stream.
Thank you. And we'll go into the executive session. And thank you, members from the PMB that were able to join us. And so now we'll...